Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, we'll be discussing stepping off with the left foot. As the popular joke goes, a man had been convicted of murder and was about to be executed. Just before the sentence was carried out, the executioner asked the man if he had any last words. "Yes," came his reply. "I hate Masons." "And why do you hate Masons?" asked the executioner. "The man I killed was a Mason," explained the murderer. "The policeman who hunted me down was a Mason. The prosecuting counsel who tried my case was a Mason. The judge who presided at the trial was a Mason, as were all the men on the jury who found me guilty and said I should be executed." "Is that all?" asked the executioner. "Yes," replied the man. And he said, "Then you will take a short step with your left foot." Ba-dum-tsh. Bit cheesy, but there we go. But why the left foot? Why the left foot? I've thought about this for a while now, pretty much since my initiation. And whilst I have an answer that I'm reasonably happy with, I'm always willing to hear other points of view. My initial instinct when hearing the instruction to step off with the left was to link it with the word sinister. With the word sinister, suggestive of darkness and evil, coming from the Latin word, meaning on the left side. The association of left with evil may be because of the dominance of right-handed people within the population. But anyway, as we step off with the left, maybe we metaphorically trample the king of terrors beneath our feet as we advance towards our Masonic goals. This I found as a bit of a loose answer, so I kept an open mind to the situation. And I remember Googling it and discovering that the military all step off with the left foot when marching, and this was the probable start of the tradition. So when I did a little bit of further research, internet sleuthing, not book-based, I'm sad to say, I found that you start off with the left foot because it's the side of the body that your heart is on. And therefore, your first step is taken with what the heart symbolizes. The heart, like the sun, is the central source of life, the seat of power, courage, and strength. I've yet to find a definitive smoking gun sentence to prove this assertion, but it makes the most sense to me. Because I have no direct quote or reference, I feel like I cannot definitely answer this. And so if there are any listeners out there, you please feel free to email in. One thing I've also thought about as well is with the Greek system, the Chthonic system, which is the underworld, It's usually you glimpse at the deity through the left eye or actions with the left-hand side of the body. This may be something that's associated with it as a classical reference. But so, Brother Earnshaw, do you have anything to add?
Well, yes, this has also been of interest to me. And I originally saw the connection may be in Egypt. If you look at a lot of the carvings all have their left foot forward.
Yes.
And I'm not quite sure exactly why, but I don't think this allusion actually relates to Freemasonry because nothing was known about Egypt until about 1820 when Champollion transliterated the Rosetta Stone, and then we could understand what all the hieroglyphics meant. So my feeling, and I've written about it in my book, Freemasonry Initiation by Light, plug, is that in China, and because in my book I talk about a relationship between Chinese Taoism and Freemasonry, in China, when people salute each other, rather they put their left hand out and they wrap it around their clenched fist of their right hand, like this. You can't see, but imagine it. The idea is that the clenched fist on the right hand represents aggression, and the left hand is stopping my aggression towards you. So it means I'm greeting you with no mal intent. And this idea of the left stopping the right was also continued among the triad communities and the organizations that were set up. And there's a reference from Lao Tzu, which says, "The superior man ordinarily considers the left hand the most honorable place, but in time of war, the right hand." So that sort of explains that. So in Chinese society, people would enter into the lodge. They had a lodge which they called loyalty halls, and they would enter with their left foot first to show that they're entering not on the square so much, but as a friend and not a foe. It was a kind of symbolic thing. And you can also see this in the Chinese opera. It's a special type of opera that was popular during the latter Ming period, and it's called the Kunju, K-U-N-J-U. Mm-hmm. And if you look on the internet, it's a little bit difficult to find on YouTube. I have a link to it on my website. They show how mandarins walk in the opera, but it is a kind of recreation of being in the emperor's palace, and they all start walking with their left foot, and it's quite pronounced the way they walk. And when they make a step with the left foot, and they bring the right foot heel to heel at 45 degrees, and that's a way of symbolic or ceremonial way for mandarins to walk when they're in the presence of the emperor. So I feel that's where Freemasonry got this idea of the three steps before the altar, starting with the left, then the right, etc.
Yes, they're definitely telling a story with their feet in theatre.
Yes, and so if you look on the internet, and you can see this opera has been faithfully reproduced or continued since 1650, which is just before the beginning of the Grand Lodge, and it's quite distinct the way they walk. if you go to YouTube and go to my Spiritual Freemasonry page, I put up a clip there showing it, so it you won't have to hunt for it. But I believe that is where we got the idea of stepping off with the left foot.
Interesting. Like you did say earlier, most of the Egyptian statues do step off with the left. Yes. They pretty much all do. Also, the Baal statuary, if you have a look at any of the depictions of Baal, particularly when he's holding his right arm aloft to throw the thunderbolt, they always step off with the left foot. There must be a reason for it, but this wouldn't have been known to the early Masons, wouldn't have been known to archaeological societies.
They would have known about the Chinese connection, because a Chinese mandarin went to London in 1687, and he told the intelligentsia all about Taoism and their secret initiation of initiation by light, which Freemasonry have faithfully copied.
Where can we find out as
a Taoist ceremony, and I've been through the Taoist ceremony, so I recognized it immediately.
Where can we read more about this, Chris?
Freemasonry initiation by light. It's explains the Chinese connection and the first degree.
And makes a great gift for Christmas, for the Masons in your life.
Timing is very good. Excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I think we'll leave that one there. If you have any questions or anything to add, please email us on the link below. We now part on the square, and we'll meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.